Hebrews chapter 3. So, holy brothers, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, like Moses was also faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, since he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house has been built by some man, but the builder of all things is God. And Moses truly was faithful in all his house, like a servant, for a testimony of the things that were to be spoken afterward. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold tightly the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm to the end? So, as the Holy Ghost says today, if you'll hear his voice, don't harden your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. So I was grieved with that generation, and said, they always err in their heart, and they haven't known my ways. So I swore in my anger, they won't enter into my rest. Take heed, brothers, so there won't be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort each other daily while it is called today, so that none of you will be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For if we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steady to the end, while it is said today, if you'll hear his voice, don't harden your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, but not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with those who had sinned, whose dead bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he promise that they would not enter into his rest, but to those who didn't believe? So we see that they couldn't enter in because of unbelief.